Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb tag. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. Acquit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Yeah! What's up? Right on time, everybody. It's the Legion of Skanks podcast. The Skanks are all here, everybody. We got Davey Smith. We got the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez, and I'm Big J. Okerson, and we are the legendary Legion of Skanks.
Jay, can I be honest? I feel like the old intro hit a bit more.
Huh?
I feel like the old intro hit more.
We didn't, well, there was no old intro.
No, the old intro, you would just go, it's Dave Smith, and I'm like, yeah. And then like, it's Louis J. Gomez, yeah, and I'm Big J. And then I was like, yeah. The old
they
intro.
Never went like that.
You think
I would
they,
go, I would go on Big J Okerson as Dave Smith to my right, and then he'd go, hey, and everybody, and then I go, and then I give you a bunch of nicknames and say the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, and you would do anything from just being like, hey, to like ruining the table.
Don't be that way.
No, he said anything. It was a range.
Yeah, it was in between. Okay, you could have done nothing. Or you might have destroyed a table. Both things are true.
Let's split the difference. Lewis destroyed half the table.
Half the table, yeah. Everybody. That's okay. We have a great show for you guys tonight. You came on a good night, everybody. Two amazing guests on the motherfucking show. Returning to the show, everybody. You know him and love him from the Colm Tyrrell Show in 30 Minutes with Colm Tyrrell right here on the Gas Digital Network, everybody. How about it for the hilarious Colm Tyrrell, everybody?
What's happening?
Hell yeah.
Blurred camera, baby. Yeah. Blurred camera.
Not see, look good here.
It looks terrible.
Great. I look great. Leave it.
I don't want to hate on the production, but I mean, you know, the camera's blurred. It's also I'm in both shots. I mean, if anybody had simply just put any fucking thought or effort into anything.
No.
It's okay. No, I love this. This is the best way to start a fucking show. We love that, guys. We really love you guys not setting any camera angles up.
Hey, look at me.
We look great on this side. This side looks like a fucking bunch of jerk-offs.
Can we bring on our next guest,
this
please?
This is as good as it's going to get, I think.
We can bring in our next guest, everybody. You know him from the Josta Show right here on Gas Digital. He is also the lead singer of the legendary group Hatebreed, everybody. How about it for Jamie Josta?
Yeah.
G Mike, what was your thinking behind the song pick? I'm kidding. Ay, ay, ay. You got to snap out of it, buddy.
I'm snapped out of it, dude. I promise. Let's just talk about other things than me being in a bad mood, and I'll snap out of it.
All right, fine.
Lewis, if you keep going like this.
Andrew Schultz versus Kendrick Lamar. All right, what's our opinion on that, Lewis? Just tell us.
Bah, humbug.
Jesus.
I'm ridiculous. I catch Mars on a bitch.
Yeah. We're rocking Christmas Eve. I demand it.
I don't even know what the Kendrick Lamar Andrew Schultz fight is.
Oh, I did. I wouldn't say I immersed myself in it, but I saw a few clips of it back and forth, and I have enjoyed it quite a bit.
Please stop putting that over the ashtray.
Oh, you're next, Jay. This is camera angle all over again.
It is camera angle all over again. No, they're fighting because Schultz made fun of black women.
No, fucking. Well, yeah, I guess sure, but. I guess Kendrick Lamar, from my understanding of it, he dissed Andrew Schultz in one of his songs, and then Schultz like responded.
Was it a song?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was definitely
by
a song.
Name.
Yeah, like he had.
I don't think so.
All right, listen.
I think he says. I think he says like white comedians.
Yeah, nothing rhymes with Schultz.
I think he says white comedians making fun of black women or something.
Oh,
so
okay.
Okay, so I'm not.
A lot of things rhyme with wigger. You're right, Colm.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I'm not like the historian of this feud, but I do believe. I thought he mentioned him by name. I don't know if it was maybe it was a little more subliminal than that, but then Schultz responded and made fun of him. I thought it was great. And then evidently. A lot of people in the hip-hop world are very upset.
Can we see the quote that he said about him specifically? It says Kendrick's line on his new album. Oh, the album is called Quote. I thought you had the quote.
No, I have the quote here.
Okay, good.
The quote is, "Don't let no white comedian talk about no black woman. That's law."
Can you say it the way he says it, please?
No.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for our next segment.
How do you know
white
that
comedians is? Talk about black women?
Yeah. I'm like, man, I hope Kendrick Lamar doesn't see my catalog.
What did Andrew say about black women? What was the issue?
They be doing that shit.
Let's see.
Yeah, have to.
Yeah, so you'll see a guy who's had a black girlfriend, all of a sudden he's got buzz cut, like,
yeah,
clean shape up.
Nah, I like that.
They shave their hair because they start losing it. Because they're so stressed around this black girl complaining about shit all the fucking time. That's why they got to shave their hair.
Nah, bro, white guys are
like,
they grow a beard because there's more cushion.
Shots
when
fired.
They get slapped the fuck out.
That was more science than
her father doesn't make fun of me. My father doesn't make fun of me like that.
It might be a protective instinct, bro.
You think?
Protective. Yeah. Do you guys have you ever had black girlfriends?
Yeah.
Have you ever had white girls?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's your favorite? We love them all.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is this just a random clip of
Are these British black guys? That's fun. Every time I see a British black guy, I'm like, they're fun.
They are fun. They're more whimsical.
You want to invite British black people into your house more than American black people. I will admit that. That's not racism.
That's definitely, whatever it is, it's not racism.
No. I don't know what it was.
It's a rookie mistake. That's what that is.
So that he was making jokes about black women driving you crazy.
Oh, come on.
And then Kendrick Lamar, you can't play the actual song.
It's just one line from a song.
It's just that line.
It's just literally that line.
So yeah, Schultz came back to it, but it's like...
Yeah, I have what Schultz said back to him here, if you want. It's like 30 seconds.
So Kendrick is a fan of Schultz's podcast, heard that, and became angry with him and is no longer a fan? Is that what happened?
I don't know. Maybe he just heard it because it went viral. I mean, Andrew Schultz...
He may have just said, not been talking about Andrew Schultz at all, and Andrew Schultz accepted the blame.
I thought it was like a certainty that he was talking about Andrew Schultz. So I missed that part of it. I thought that I thought he had like called him out by name or something, but I guess I'm wrong about that.
No, it could have been... I don't know his name, but he's a white comedian who's very popular.
I guess we all look the same to you, Kendrick. You fucking bigot.
But it's not like, it's definitely Schultz. It's not Burr or someone.
It could be Shane. It could be Burr. It could be a number.
I think Burr's earned his complaining about black women card. That's all I'm saying.
He's been putting up with it for years.
It could be Nate Bargatze.
So what? So Andrew responds
with these. Nate, in the middle of Nate's act. So anyway, my dad was a clown. What's up with these black chicks?
Why are black chicks built like a balloon rhinoceros?
You can't make them happy. They're never happy. So I guess Schultz responded to Kendrick, and this is what's really going viral. All that was kind of like whatever, right? But then Andrew said something about what he would do to Kendrick Lamar, and this is the thing that's making like rappers furious.
Well, what Schultz did, whatever, we can play the video, but he brought up a philosophical debate, really, more than anything else.
You're so fucking smart right now that I don't know if you're serious or making jokes. Are you saying that Kendrick Lamar put it on wax, that he is protecting black women from white comedian jokes, but not...
Can somebody tell me what put it on wax means?
On an album.
Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on an album?
It means it's like, it's just in the music. It's
put it on wax, dude, on the album.
I had no idea.
It's like if me and you had a beef, you know, but we kept it on wax.
Yeah, you just
that
talk
means
shit
that
through...
like we just talk shit through music, but we didn't start shooting each other.
No.
The way we would normally handle it.
Once it gets off wax, shit goes bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you're pushing P.
Tupac was so far from wax.
If me and you ever have a beef, you better hope we keep that shit on wax.
You best bet.
You hear?
I feel like you just took it off wax just now.
Nah, that was on wax.
Okay.
You have to rhyme wax with something.
We're on a podcast.
Wax.
Facts.
Female blacks.
Nice. Facts.
Vinyl used to be made out of wax.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah,
so it's like on the music.
God damn it, Jamie, knowing the history of fucking this language.
He's a fucking musician.
Now it's, and vinyl's back.
Yeah.
Like, we used to listen to comedy on vinyl.
Yeah?
Yeah, like Richard Pryor. And you guys should put your specials on
wax.
Wax.
It's there is something.
Nice. Press them up.
I think I am doing a double album for the double crowd work special.
It's a cool piece
to have in your house. I have some records in my house that are just like cool to have. I think I might have a record player somewhere. I don't know, but I know I have the records, and I like having them out on a shelf. But like, I never listen to them.
Hey, put it on
record.
That's not what they do.
How would I possibly play this?
It's just an empty sleeve.
I have a record player twice a year. I put on a record and just listen to a record straight through, or something. I'm cleaning or something. But that's
what
it doesn't
record?
Get used very much. Jethro Tull Aqualung often.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
If you have a record player, you are an asshole.
When I was a little kid, that was how we listened to music.
I remember my grandma's record player, I would try to scratch on it and it would just ruin a record.
Oh, yeah. You found out different kind of record player. I found that out on my mom's record player too, on Lionel Richie's All Night Long album.
Dude, on a regular record player that you'd have, the second you did a like it was that before you realized, oh, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
That just tears apart the fucking thing.
Well, it destroys the needle. Is what it fucks completely on those things. Yeah, but I thought I was going to be able to just take my mom's record player, and I'm like, let me figure out how to DJ real quick. And just fucked up her shit bad. I had like 5 records. One of them was Survivor. You had to have Survivor in Philly because they sang Eye of the Tiger.
Yep, hard.
Survivor, and then you had to learn about Survivor's other songs. High on You. That's one of them.
Keep on, keep the video going. Go ahead.
Kendrick Lamar put it on wax that he is protecting black women from white comedians' jokes, but not the kidnapping, molestation, and rape.
Okay,
reality, he would take his own music off Spotify to protect R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Someone who's kidnapped,
a sexual predator,
and black women?
Oof, children.
Are you saying that he's done songs with other men who have potentially put hands on black
not
women?
Not potentially, confirmed.
Wait a minute, convicted?
Yeah, I don't know what you call Chris Brown, but yeah, whatever that is.
Not Breezy! Not Breezy! I took a picture with Chris Brown.
Can we just take a moment to think about the real
victim here is Akash's poor arm.
He's getting
slapped by Andrew.
Also, Andrew goes, Akash has to be there like, yeah, Spike, yeah, where do we go now, Spike? Where do we go now? He should be like jumping over Schultz while he talks.
Who the fuck is Breezy? What's that?
I don't know what any of this is.
I don't know who Breezy is.
Listen, wait. So his response to that one line is he's going to rape Kendrick.
Let's find out.
That's like a 15 reaction to a 3.
Listen, we're...
might as well get there. You know what I mean?
I think Schultz, if I could translate, I think Andrew's point is solid. That he's just like, I don't know, you're taking shots at white comedians who fucking, you know, make jokes about black women, but you've had like Chris Brown on your records and shit like that. And
so,
like,
I kind of get what he's saying.
I agree with that.
Point.
Obviously. Can we hear the point that's going viral now?
People and the gang affiliate, you know, everybody has security, they will kill me, they will destroy me, they'll find me in the street, they'll fucking cut me up, they'll shoot me, they'll do whatever. I'm not a tough guy, y'all would do. But just Kendrick. I would make love to him. There's nothing you can do about it. Just Kendrick.
Oh, make love.
I would make love.
Yeah, no, he's not threatening to rape anybody.
The thing that he could do is decide if it's consensual or not. That's the only thing he could do.
This is about 50.
The guy in the middle is not feeling it as much.
But if we're in a cell, if we're in a cell and we're bored and we've done tattooing each other, whatever you do in the cell, and we ran out of board games and we did all the other things, we cleaned everything, and I'm like, man, I might as well fuck you. There's nothing he could physically do to stop that. Besides put his
Akash is in a funny position to take in this information.
Is this how I look when I laugh at your shit?
What shit? When I threaten to rape Kendrick
Lamar?
When
you threaten to rape men?
No, I've never done that.
He never threatened her. He's joking, once again.
I don't know.
He's making a joke about how he could physically do whatever he wants with
him. He's making a joke, and there's a little bit of a like flex behind the joke. But
in the rap world, he's not going to go, that's funny.
Yeah, but yeah, I also think Schultz knows that, and that's kind of the thing. That I'm like taking your manhood away and just going like, you can throw all your like people around you can talk all this gangster shit, but like you're not that tough, dude. Like I'd fuck you up. I don't know. Schultz
well,
is killing him.
Skankfest next year. Schultz versus Kendrick Lamar in the ring.
K dot
sock fight.
One man's butthole must go.
We will be doing Skankfest on an Indian reservation because no one will license this fight. No.
Yeah, I mean, what it's people making a big deal about it. It's people like to just fucking jump onto things. It was O'Shea Jackson, right? He got mad. Is that
I don't know.
Who Ice Cube's guy, son?
Ice Cube's son who played Ice Cube in the movie.
Oh, he did he?
Yeah.
What
did
he say?
Well, he was like, yo, he's like, how are you going to fucking threaten to rape a man, blah, blah, blah. And then that's when Andrew Schultz responded with the lyrics
No
Vaseline.
Dude, that was so goddamn funny. Yeah, yeah. He goes, Google No Vaseline. It'll blow your mind. Right?
Wait, he said that's Ice Cube's son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, dude, it's a funny thing where it's like, I just, you know, rappers have been threatening gay rape for many, many decades.
It's not the same. What does he say? Getting fucked by his wife. He ain't call you a bitch. Oh, Shay, you went to a good school.
You literally were born into millions of dollars.
100% born a millionaire.
You just can't, like, there's something about being, like, hood that it's like you can't inherit that from your fucking dad who's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
YMB, like, you raping.
Like, you don't get that. You don't get to just be, I don't know, whatever. But it is pretty funny that it goes, a metaphor about raping someone.
How been like, you said that?
Jamie, are there any rock stars that you could rape? Go ahead. Give us a list of rock stars that you could.
Or make love to, whatever you want.
You could have fucked Prince all night long. You could have done nothing about it.
No, I would say, let's not, I mean, obviously there's like little gay Twinkie ones, but like metal guys.
No, Prince, I think, had hands, right? He could throw down.
No.
He'll hit you with a high heel.
Stop.
It's very possible. It's very possible.
Dude, Prince, I don't know, but I feel like if you tried to fight Prince, he would fight like actual rape defense.
Oh,
like, there'd be a whistle, a mace, and a heel.
He'd have that tiger lady thing where you squeeze it and claws come out.
You're not going to rape me, Jamie Josta.
Oh, that's him pointing you out in court. He's pointing right at you, Jamie.
That's
him.
The man who had
that's
me.
That's the man right there.
Prince does not fuck around. Did not fuck around. I actually got to go to one of his sound checks once.
And he beat the shit out of you?
No one's allowed at the sound check. No, we thought he was going to kill the people who allowed us into the sound check, but we had to hide in the balcony while he did the sound check.
You can relax, Prince. It's just hate breed.
And he came in, and he whispered. He came in, and he just messed with the guitar for a second and had the drummer play, and then he went over to the guy and whispered something in his ear, and he left.
I want to suck your dick in 5 minutes. Back in 5 minutes, I'm going to suck you dry.
We were like, what did he say? So we went down there, went on stage, and asked the guy what he said, and he said, make sure the snare sounds more papery.
Ooh, weird.
So, I don't know.
Was he awesome to like watch fucking soundcheck?
Cool? He's a shredder.
Yeah.
Yeah, great guitar player.
He was like legitimately like an incredible guitar player.
Yeah, and he invited us to the show, and then he did like an after party. We didn't go, but it was in Minneapolis, and he seemed like
First Avenue?
He was performing at a big theater that we went to, but we were performing at
First Avenue. That's a cool venue. That's his venue. He owns it. That's why, right?
I think you're right.
That's the whole movie Purple Rain takes place in there. Like all the performances are at First Avenue.
Fun fact,
everybody.
Little
Mars
rock.
Day in the motherfucking time.
Sorry.
This crowd's too white.
The fucking people, Black Twitter likes to jump on shit and then they like hold on to it and it becomes a whole thing. But they're already over it, right? This isn't like still going on.
Yeah, I think so. It was like an interesting time to see all this flare up and stuff, but it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's just all these weird groups like all being like offended over a joke or something. I thought Schultz handled it really well. It was just kind of like, nah, we're not doing that anymore. It's just, you could all be offended. I don't know. You can make jokes. Comedians can make jokes about black women. They make jokes about whoever. You can make jokes about raping Kendrick Lamar. Pretty funny. I'm picturing it. A lot.
Well, Kendrick Lamar is really small, right? Can we see Kendrick Lamar next to a normal sized person?
He's tiny.
How big is he?
Very tiny.
Can we do one of those scales where it just keeps getting bigger all the way up to like the Eiffel Tower?
So if you book it at Skankfest, it's going to have to be at a catch weight.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, we're going to work that out with the commission.
Yeah.
He's like, what is he, 5'2", 5'3"?
Oh, is he like really small?
Yeah, that's that? Yeah. That was the joke that he was kind of making. Was that not that
I think he's like 5'3"?
Not that he could just beat him up, but he's a little tiny man, so he could do anything he wants with.
Because raping a man, I mean, I don't know.
But how does he know Kendrick doesn't? That's with him like, with train.
Taylor. That's hilarious.
Like, what if Kendrick's in the gym all the time training? Like, how does he know?
I mean, you can't.
Like, what if Kendrick takes him up on it?
That would be that's as a comic. I have to say, Schultz even knows. It would be funnier if one-on-one Kendrick Lamar just beat the living shit out of him. Yes. A one-sided ass kicking that he could never come back from.
Yeah, like what if he's a black belt?
Yeah, what if Schultz gets raped? Huh? What if they flip it around?
Right? Kendrick Lamar? Oh, yeah. Man, that's why he's going to have to be moving around in that chair more.
And once Kendrick's on his back, he can't get him off. He's like, oh, no.
It's like a ferret.
I cash goes up to Kendrick. I'm yours now.
He's in my shirt. He's in my shirt.
You own me now.
He's like a ferret.
Oh, shit. We have some options here. Could you fuck these rock stars, Jamie? Henry Rollins? I would say no. Maybe at this age.
Yeah, I don't know. He's in really good shape still.
Yeah, but I bet he's got knee problems. If you go low.
Double leg.
He's going to have knee problems after Jamie's done with him.
Yeah, not this guy. Not young Black Flag fucking Henry Rollins. That guy was
No, that guy's doing the rape.
No,
him.
That guy yeah, was.
That guy's going to rape
that's
you.
That's a lot of push-ups.
And then he's going to write a really boring spoken word poem about it.
Didn't he do like stand-up comedy that wasn't funny for a while? Yeah.
It's just spoken. He called it spoken word because it wasn't funny, and it was just him yelling about stuff.
Yeah, but the great thing about doing spoken word, if you advertise it as I'm doing spoken word, is no matter what you do, you lived up to the billing.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you did speak words... Yeah. You'd be like, that was spoken word, dude. Yeah.
And
spoken.
He never drank or did drugs or anything. So
that sounds like he was
never?
So fun.
Really?
I don't think he did. So he can remember all those road stories and places he went.
What?
Boring.
No road stories. He was sober.
All right, so Jamie does not think that he could take Henry Rollins. What about Perry Farrell?
For sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all day long, dude.
Your ass is mine.
Yeah, honest to God. You'd be surprised. You might go in there with a threat, and he just presents.
I mean, he did try to punch Dave Navarro.
It wasn't the best punch.
Did he punch him or did he elbow him?
In fact, I bet I could double rape Dave Navarro and Perry Farrell at the same time.
What is it, your birthday? It is.
I'm just going to hold the other one by the neck while he has to wait.
I've heard Dave Navarro is like a really nice guy, but I think
he's not.
Everybody wants to punch that guy.
He's a jerk off.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really?
He's a jerk off.
Well, you're going to definitively say that?
He was on Z-Rock many, many episodes.
Oh,
he was a jerk off.
Yeah,
he was a shitty asshole on set.
He wasn't cool there.
Nope.
I guess he's, yeah.
He was a dick.
But, you know, you can't judge a person.
Also, no sense of humor about himself, because the show is a comedy show. And, like, when I would make jokes his direction, like, he would, like, ask them, he would yell cut.
Oh, yeah. He was, like, the originator of guyliner. And people who wear guyliner besides you, I think, have no sense of humor.
I've never worn guyliner in my life.
All right, I wore guyliner one time at Skankfest, Jamie.
You loved it, though.
Come on, that's not guyliner. You just have that nice...
I have beautiful eyelashes.
Yeah,
Jay gets his eyebrows threaded, and we haven't heard it, but you don't get them threaded anymore?
No.
If I had assumed you've done something at one point to your lashes.
But my eyes? There's no, I've never put eyeliner on, ever.
You must get mistaken for wearing guyliner, because you have the nails, too.
I have super, super long eyelashes.
Have you ever done anything to your lashes?
Never.
Not once.
No.
Not once in my life.
Those are natural.
I would tell you everything. My nails are painted.
So that makes sense because people who wear, guys that wear guyliner, they don't have a sense of humor. They just don't.
It was one time, Jamie. Why are you fucking being a piece of shit right now?
Yeah.
I was a little upset at the top of the show.
The way you treated that staff was very guyliner-y. Your earlier behavior was very guyliner.
It's okay. It's their last day working on the show.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. I said, this is my threw this one in the hat. I says Jamie Jesta could fuck at the same time all five of the Strokes.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. Come on, dude. Those guys are begging for it.
I like.
Honest to God, you're going to have to give one of those lines like, hey, fellas, there's plenty for all of you. Like, they're going to be coming at you like cats you put a saucer of milk out for, dude.
They're
Oh, they're so hot for your cock, Jamie. Look at them. I mean, look at these guys.
They had one song that I really liked, and I thought, actually, now that I see this photo, their parents must be rich.
Yes.
I just realized that this photo is in order of Jamie raping them because he loses steam toward the end. These guys are like, it's not even that bad. The guy at the beginning, He's like, that was the worst experience of my life.
He already came. It's pretty much just a limp noodle over this part of town. These guys are rich kids. They're from East Village, and that's like the other story. That their parents are all super.
They
rich.
Look like the band that shows up to open the show, but has nicer gear than the headliner.
Oh yeah, for sure. I bet everyone hated these guys. I think they weren't very well liked, like by musicians. But
really.
But it was that whole era.
But the hit
of,
was a hit. If you have one,
I think they have a couple great songs.
They have a few good songs.
They have some great songs. Yeah.
Are they on like the casino circuit now? Like, what do they do now?
No. If they come back, they'll do like big fucking rooms. Okay. For sure. Yeah.
Because that one, you would hear at every casino.
Oh yeah. But they were around that time. There's a great documentary about that era of band in the Lower East Side, like East Village, kind of like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and stuff. And they were all like, they all got made like popular, and they were both like, we hate it.
Yeah,
because they're rich kids, so they're like all the travel. Like they don't want to do like the stuff that it requires to fucking do it. They're like, and then one day we got to be in there, and then we're on a train to Lisbon, and then we gotta. It's just, you know, my dog's at a dog sitter. It's very like fuck off then. Like
yeah. Out of all those bands, the Hives, the bands, Hives were the best.
Yeah,
yeah, the Hives. They smoke the Strokes.
What are the ones? The Vines. The other ones.
What was their hit? Yeah, the Vine, Jet, but that wasn't a the band. Yeah,
but
was
still
like
same thing.
Style.
The one word, same idea.
Yeah, there was like this weird thing in like the 2009s, 2010s, where it was like this almost like retro-y style feel. Where
it was like the Gap soundtrack, like in the store.
The Killers are like, that's like the high level of that. That's like the level.
That's
the biggest,
like Old
most
Navy.
Famous you can get, yeah.
So like, wait, the Killers are like the Gap, and the Strokes are Old Navy, or Jet is like Old Navy.
Jet's Old Navy. Jet's an Old Navy commercial. Oh, you gonna be my girl?
It was a good tune.
Eh,
that was a hit.
It was pretty good. It was fine. I mean, that was their only hit for sure.
Yeah. I'm a Wolf. All you need is one, though. Casino
I'm a Wolf
circuit.
Mother, bro.
Yeah.
And who else? 80s Ozzy. Could you fuck 80s Ozzy? Probably.
He'll bite you, though. That's the thing. Once he bites you, he ain't letting go.
Yeah.
He would scratch, right. Too.
Nah, I will say that my dick does look like a bat.
Yeah.
It does look like if you try to fucking know, he'll French you.
I feel like you'd start raping him, and then he would just start fingering your butthole, and you'd be like, dude, what?
Is this what we're doing?
He'd rope you dope you with the rape.
Are we doing this now? Okay.
Sure, give me my lube.
Ow. Spit on it, would you?
It's not a bad Ozzy.
Thank you. The other one was, and then Ozzy Today, which of course you could.
You can do whatever you want to him.
He's catatonic half the time.
Wow.
What if you rape Ozzy, you find out he's actually the devil, though?
What if the Strokes like are training with Henzo Gracie and we just don't even know? They're just like...
Maybe. They are rich kids. They could have just taken up for a hobby like deadly martial arts.
Yeah.
What if they got their name because they love sucking men's cocks?
Lewis got his throat ripped out by Anthony Vitopalakamopoulos, whatever the fuck his name is in the middle.
All right, fine. If you had to rape one Stroke, which one would it be?
The middle one, dude. He's the voice.
Yeah, the middle all the way.
I don't know which one, the main guy. They all look like the same guy to me.
The middle guy. Fucking Giannis Kompapakoupoulos.
I couldn't tell the difference between the first three guys.
Well, because that guy's a different Skopopopoulos.
Are they brothers?
And this is a Boopalopoulos. No, they're all fucking Greek idiots.
The Greek? The band.
The one in the middle is.
They
sure.
love it in the ass.
Because
he's got one of those dumb names.
Goldman or Sachs?
There it is. Fabrizio Moretti. Yeah. Julian Casablancas.
I don't think any of these guys are Greek.
Well, definitely Casablancas is, for sure.
Casablancas, is that definitely Greek?
Think so.
I don't think so, Jay.
Casablancas just a... name.
All right! Why are you fucking yelling everything at me? I don't think it is, you cocksucker.
I literally didn't yell. You just yelled at me.
I know. I yelled back at you.
You don't want
to... And I went bigger with it to fucking dominate you.
You trying to get raped?
I'm going alpha dog, dude. Try to rape me. Louis Hershey, sock fight to the rape.
Sock fight. Rape to the death.
No more gun in the butt, dude. Just straight cock in the ass.
No, we talked about doing a another competition, and you didn't reply to it.
What was it?
Well, we don't necessarily know what the competition is going to be, but the punishment would be you have to shave your beard for a month, or I have to grow in my hair George Jefferson style for a month.
You'll get you're not going to have enough time. You're not going to have enough time with the worst level of your hair for that.
How about if I give it a full 2 weeks of growing. Colm just wrote fag on his hand and just pointed at the camera. Do it again, Colm. He just put an arrow to Jamie and wrote fag on his hand.
It's pointed at you.
Oh, it's at me? Yeah. Oh, you cocksucker.
Come on, we just met. He wouldn't do me dirty like
that. I've done it a few times throughout the show. Rewind you at the show.
That's solid. Good stuff, folks.
Grow it out for 2 weeks and then get like extensions put into it.
Just fucking
go. That's what you got
to
do.
Wait, so you'd have to grow it out for 2 weeks and then exist for a month with George Jefferson
George Jefferson hair.
Which I really don't... I don't even know what your hair would look
Who's
like
George
really
Jeff?
Grown in.
What's that?
It's
oh, God Jesus, damn it, you fucking foreigner.
Oh, no.
It was an American show. There's so too many. If you could look at where Lewis's hairline is, try to picture where you see the little bit of stubble being like long hair. That,
yeah, like
yeah that'd be pretty
like,
hilarious.
Yeah, around the sides.
Yeah.
Like an old man.
Yeah, but again, in the down times when you're not here, you could put a hat on and all that shit.
You could put a fucking mask on.
Yeah, I'll wear a full ski mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Jay, just fucking Balaclava. Try to slow
it's
the
not
spread,
a,
bro.
It's not hey. An even. It's not an even deal.
Look how happy he is.
Wow, you could very quickly like just morph that into Lewis's face. I feel
that's
like
Lewis crying.
It's not far off currently.
You have George Jefferson face, dude.
I mean,
Wheezy, Wheezy.
Lewis, just did your mother you. Ever live on the East Side? Dougie, I'm telling you right now. First of all, Jay, you have no confidence in your ability to beat me in whatever challenge is presented to you.
No, not no. The punishments have to be on equal footing. It has nothing to do with what the confidence or not. I don't even
right.
know what the
well,
contest
facial hair, is. No, hair.
I do get Jay's point about the hat. What if Lewis wasn't allowed to wear a hat the whole time?
Ooh.
Oh yeah, honor system that Lewis yeah. will live the rest of his life. Now I know
if anyone catches a picture of Lewis with a hat on,
it's an extended.
You have to remember
I think
though.
Lewis
a lot.
Would do that if we. If
are you I saying trust... I have no honor?
Yes.
Well, not much.
Yeah, you'd wear a hat.
You're dishonorable.
Luckily, I get to watch videos of you working out all day, so I'll be able to check in on you.
Hell yeah!
fight him, Lewis.
You're in a shit mood.
No, I'm not. I'm having a great time.
You, don't fuck
you
stare
just
me
keep
down.
On, you keep on pointing out me being in a shit mood. I'm just joking and having a fun show.
You just gritted me down, dude. I don't like it.
I'm just kidding, dude. I'm not really right. looking at you like I want to fight you. It's
all
a
right.
joke.
Hey, Goggin,
guys,
dude.
Listen, it's too much of this. Just step outside and have a rape off and see who can rape who. And then come back and let's
see
have a good
who
podcast.
The ultimate raper is on the team. If we find out who the main raper is, the other two will shut the fuck up and fall in line.
I just stick to making love.
Dave comes in as a sleeper win.
Speaking of rape,
I raped both those guys while they were distracted.
Speaking of rape, Jay-Z was named in the Diddy civil suit. He's been accused of raping a 13-year-old girl after the 2000 MTV Video Music Awards with Diddy.
I do think it's funny. I think a lot of people posted it, but it's so funny when people posted, like, I guess he had 100 problems. Jay-Z.
That's not bad. Yeah. I like
funny.
It.
What's crazier about that, what I see on the bottom of this, is that allegedly J-Lo watched. Nice.
With a J- I thought it was... No, I thought it was... I thought people were saying that it was Beyonce that watched.
No,
not... Celebrity B. Celebrity B. Thanks, Tom. You're part of the show.
All right. He knew.
It doesn't matter almost because the idea is... doesn't these... I just said this to Dave before the show. Doesn't these things all seem like... very white things to be happening. This is very Illuminati sex type shit that, like, I don't expect it to be a full on black circuit of people.
It means, you know, society's getting better. We're equalized.
Yeah, why do you think black people work so hard to get money so they could do white shit?
That's what they do. They dream. They go, someday I'm going to fucking destroy
but again,
a 13-year-old.
All parties being into it in that circle they're describing is very surprising to me. Does that make sense?
You get intoxicated. You're at a mansion. You're at Diddy's mansion. You're partying. You're drinking Ciroc. You're fucking drinking Cristal. Hey, man, they bring out 12-year-old.
J-Lo asks you to fuck a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
You fuck the 13-year-old.
Jay, think
about
this.
J-Lo.
1999, Jennifer Lopez says, hey, fuck this child right in front of me right now. You're not going to do it?
No.
I'm definitely doing it.
Jay, all right, you got to put yourself
what
there.
What if J-Lo like kisses
fucking,
you on the neck?
You're in the nicest mansion
look
you've ever
go.
Been in.
Look at
you
this.
You got the view behind you. You're hanging with Puffy and Jay-Z and Beyonce and J-Lo. They're all there. You're like, yo, I can't believe this is real. And then one of them goes like, great party. And you're like, great party. And they're like, you know what this could use? And you're like, what? And they're like, little boy butt? And you're like, oh,
is it a boy? No, it's girls. Girls.
It was a girl. There was boys there, too.
None of that sick shit, Dave.
There was plenty of little boys.
Well, I check out right there on the story and only there because it was a boy.
It's nuts. We're having a good time here.
That's great. You go, hey, great party, guys, but I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
I was listening to Hot 97 on the way over here, and one of the DJs was trying to like make sense of it. He was like, you know, man, in 1999, 2000, nobody had phones. There's no evidence of this, really. Nobody was IDing anybody. I was like, you're on Hot 97. Stop saying this. What are you doing? It's FM radio.
You got to understand, this was 1999. We didn't have calendars and birthdays. Nobody knew what age you was.
There wasn't ages of consensual.
The cops didn't know how to search for DNA correctly. It was 1997.
You're like, oh, my God, I was there, and all of this was considered just as horrible as
if
it is
you
now.
Shan't fuck them, how come they can't get pregnant?
Yeah, in 2000, in the year 2000, you also, it wasn't like, oh, it's back then where you could fuck a 13. No, it's not okay then either.
Yeah.
You hear about in like the 30s, you hear about like a fucking, you know, 13-year-old or 14-year-olds getting married, and I guess that's a different time, but 2000 wasn't that long ago.
Dude, it was the early
aughts. Could definitely,
it was long enough.
I could definitely fuck up Jerry Lee Lewis.
Trust Company was top of the charts with their one-hit wonder. People were fucking 13-year-olds, man.
Yeah, like Elvis was with a, right? Wasn't Priscilla like 14 or something?
Yeah. Kiedis. Kiedis in his own book, right?
Oh, yeah.
Someone was just saying on something about him. Like, what did he do? He got the kid emancipated and took her on the road or something.
Oh, like, dude, it's like that song.
Adopted her or something? I don't know. Sorry, Kiedis. Sorry, Anthony.
Oh, that's fucked up to adopt a chick to fuck her. That's never good.
Fucking white reggae, dude. Every time. Pieces of shit.
Allegedly. Someone look that up. I don't know.
I mean, 311 also.
Imagine you're banging
kids.
Anthony Kiedis and fucking Flea's in the background with a sock on his cock, acting
just
like a lunatic.
Just slapping the bass.
311 Red Hot Chili Peppers rape children.
Whoa. What
I always
this?
Feel like this is a fake photo. Is this a real photo?
Yes.
Who is this girl?
If I could fly.
But look up the part about Kiedis' book. Doesn't he say it in his own
he
book?
Does,
like he snitched on himself.
He did snitch on himself.
What did he say?
She was only 15 years old, dip above, and her papa was gold.
That, dude,
I got her emancipated from her stupid family. Now I fuck all her I want. All I want.
Dude, where the.
Imagine being 13 and getting dragged under a bridge with Kiedis. That's terrible.
Fuck yeah.
But what's the name of the song? Into the Night? Is that the song?
Yeah.
Is that? But it's just, I know we've joked about this a million times. Me and Jay used to laugh about this so much back in the day, getting stoned in fucking our 20s as broke comics. But it's just the song. It's a great song, by the way. I love the song. But just coming in from that nice, like, piano-like open, it just gets right to the point. It goes, she's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say. And you're like, they're right. What is this song about?
Sure,
you've already lost the case.
By the time you hear them notes he's hitting at the end, though, you're like, just give him the kid, dude. He's earned it.
She's only 17. It's so funny. It's like, she's only 17. Like, they love 17-year-old pussy so much, they wrote a song about it.
I fucked her. Anyway, fuck you, police.
I knew you were a Siebert Winger fan,
yeah,
Lewis.
Dude. Was that Winger?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Was that Winger? It's their only hit. You knew it was Winger.
No, I didn't know it was Winger.
Stop trying to be cool in front of Jamie Johnson.
I'm not trying to be cool in front of. I really didn't. I don't know who sings those songs.
You were mad when you saw Metallica had Kip Winger on the dartboard. You're like, why are they doing that to Kip?
That's not fucking cool, dude. The guy's out there putting his music out.
Who was from Beavis and Butthead, the dorky kid? He had a Winger shirt on.
Stuart.
That's me. I'm Stuart.
I fucking love Winger.
Christine 16. Kiss. A lot of bands had
and you know
that creepy
write,
songs.
Write the songs like 60, ding, 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 yeah. 60. Got
yeah,
it.
The Beatles
16.
Had the song. It was for sure. But you know, to act on it's different.
Well, the Beatles was fucking long.
You think that wasn't based off of life? I think there was a real 17-year-old girl that Winger fucked, and they were like, "This girl's, she needs to be immortalized in Winger history."
Hell yeah.
I think today's
she's
teenagers.
Only 17. But all of us passed her around and came on her face and treated her like a piece of shit.
Was there ever like a...
Because it doesn't rhyme.
We
got
to find
draft.
Out who she was. Like, what if she went on to be like...
They must have... somebody had to interview them, being like, hey, who is this song about?
Dude, Howard Stern had one of the famous groupies on years ago, and I couldn't believe it didn't make bigger news when she just said... She was like, when I was 15, maybe it might have been like Sweet Sweet Connie, the girl from like the, you know, the song We're an American Band they talk about. She's like a real groupie.
Yes.
It may have been her.
She had a book or
but
something.
But she said, she was making the rounds and on Stern, she said she was, I think at the Beacon Theater. I think she said she was gangbanged at 15 years old by the Allman Brothers. And they just took that information and like, wow, Abby, you know, but it was like the fucking 70s, you know? And it's like, I don't know. No.
Did Winger ever talk about who the song was about?
It says here it's not about any one specific person.
Sure. Oh, great. It was a collection of different underage whores, yes.
But it said they did get in trouble. One line is, Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be awkward next time you go back to work with her dad. He's on my carpool.
Are there any bands that have songs about really old broads? Like 60, 70?
She's 98 years old.
MILF. I'm fucking MILF.
One last fuck. One last fuck.
And I broke her hip.
Yeah, any song Cher writes
I'm
about sex?
I'm gonna fuck her, take her pills.
I could be a new Lane.
Yeah.
It's writing about Nina Hartley or something.
Oh.
Or just like, 31. 31's okay, I guess.
I mean, Jamie, you've been in the musical industry for a few decades. When did you start in the industry?
With a record deal or booking shows?
Start booking shows. Start playing.
I started booking shows at 13, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to get a permit. Thank you.
Thanks, Chappelle. Wow.
Start young.
Thanks, Chappelle.
I had to get a park permit.
CT?
Yep. I had to get a park permit. They would allow bands to play in like a band shell.
All right.
And I had to get a permit, and I had my father and my uncle at the time. They had to come to the park services and like co-sign because I was too young, just to make sure that you don't break the equipment or whatever. And yeah, we had a show for free on the New Haven Green right before my 14th birthday with like four bands, and it was free. So
what was your band called at the time?
It was called Josta 14, actually.
Josta 14?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and a lot of kids showed up, and there was a mosh pit, and the cops were freaking out.
Was it awesome, dude?
Yeah.
It was
really fun, and from there, just started booking shows. You know, you booked shows.
I booked shows through Jamie when I was 16 years old,
really?
Not even realizing it was Jamie Joseph from Hatebreed. I was booking Sworn Enemy and E-Town Concrete, emailing this dude, Jamie, and then fucking underpaying these guys and fucking not selling enough tickets. It was
Jamie, I know that show didn't work out, but listen, I'm going to start a podcast network in 25 years.
And the show was in like Yonkers.
It was in Rockland County.
Rockland County, dude.
Just emailing, dude, just it was like a Jamie whatever. It was like Jamie J at AOL.com or something like that. It was something so random. And then when I found out it was you, I was like, that's fucking crazy.
I hope it's still his email.
I booked a lot of...
You get slammed now? You just doxed him, dude.
My AOL?
Your AOL, you still check?
You know, Rollins actually still has an AOL because I traded emails with him a few years back.
Oh, now he's going to be pissed once he finds out you said you could rape him.
Oh, dude, yeah. Let's email him right now, dude. Jamie Johnson said he could rape you. Go write a fucking boring poem about that, you lunk.
You've got rape.
You big galoot. Should we do plugs?
Please. Yeah,
let's go around and do some plugs. Plug Jamie, are you plugging anything, buddy? Lay it out.
Yeah, the Josta Show on Gas Digital. I actually have a really good episode with Sebastian Bach.
Who hates us.
Yes.
Sebastian Bach hates the Legion of Skanks.
But he was really good on this episode. It's going to surprise
you. He's a dumb
a lot
jerk off, though.
Nah, me and him are cool for the record. Yeah. Check out the podcast.
No, I liked him a lot, but he's a dumb, stupid piece of shit.
And I have a Josta show December 21st in Worcester with Shadows Fall and Unearthed. If anyone else wants to go, the Worcester Palladium, and then going to Australia. You got any Australian listeners?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Going in March with Slipknot.
That's amazing.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
It'll be good.
Call him.
You can catch me on the road, and always fucking Skanks fans coming out to my show, so thank you for that. I've got a weekend coming up in Charlotte and Raleigh, then I'm in Phoenix, St. Pete, Florida, Appleton, Wisconsin, Janesville, Wisconsin, Providence, Rhode Island, Portland, Maine. All those tickets are at columnturrell.com, and check out my podcast, the Colm Turrell Podcast. Thank you.
Lewis.
Come see me live on the road. This comes out tomorrow, Wednesday night. I'll be at the Gramercy Theater with the Regs. Thursday night, December 12th, Morris Plains, New Jersey, Dojo of Comedy with Zach Amico. Friday, December 13th, EMS Theater with Naeem Ali. And then I'm going to be at the Creek and Cave December 20th through 22nd. Brand new tour in 2025 coming up. Going everywhere. January, I got Columbus, Ohio, Rosemont, Illinois, Kingston, Ontario, Canada, Montreal, North Charleston, South Carolina, Naples, Florida, and more. Brand new tour, Bring Five Friends tour, coming to a city near you. Make sure you guys bring five friends out. That'd be really cool of you. And check out, I'm filming my next special on July 12th in Tampa. Robert Kelly officially directing it, which is incredible.
Nice.
Really excited.
Bobby Kelly?
So you need a new song for this special.
I'm gonna need a new fucking Jamie Johnson made the best fucking intro song for my first special ever.
And you're gonna be in Tampa with Obituary, so we gotta get Obituary on the song.
I love this, my
That'll
friend.
That'll be hard.
Let's fucking go. Very excited about all that, guys. Go to my website. I got a mailing list on my website. I do a bonus podcast just for subscribers to my mailing list. And yeah, check out all the other podcasts that we do, Story Wars, The Regs, and The Lewis and Zach Show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Subscribe to Gas Digital. You get a bonus Legion of Skanks every Friday night. You get this podcast uncensored if you're listening to this on YouTube. And yeah, thank you.
Oh, can I plug my festival too?
Please, sure, of course.
Milwaukee Metal Fest, May 15th. Through the 18th, and you guys should come. We should do a comedy stage.
I love this
because I think you wanted to last year.
We talked about it last year. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah!
It's gonna be so many guys
with guy liner.
Yeah, no one's getting laid there. Davey,
2025. I will be all over the road. ComicDaveSmith.com for all the dates. I got a bunch on the website already. Bozeman, Montana, Louisville, Fort Wayne, Key West, Boston, Chicago, Rosemont, Appleton, Tacoma, Spokane, Tampa. I know. There'll be a few more ticket links that should go up in the next week or so. I know I have Denver, Nashville, Providence, bunch more stuff that should be up on the website soon. So I'll be all over the place in 2025. Of course, my other podcast, Part of the Problem, you can get it wherever you watch podcasts on any of the sites. And of course, partoftheproblem.com. If you want to support the show, we would very much appreciate that. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, people who believe in freedom. I didn't realize you were here with us tonight. Oh. That's what winning sounds like. Sorry, Kendrick Lamar, you just got raped.
Those claps when they have to build their own roads.
Claps are what build the roads, Jack.
Those would build the claps.
And of course, I got two comedy specials that are up for free on YouTube if you want to check either of them out. And and looking forward to, I know the show's already sold out, but looking forward to New Year's Eve show with you two guys.
Hell yeah.
A lot of fun out in Jersey.
Hell yeah.
Where is that? Where's that New
Year's
show?
Morris Plains.
Oh, nice.
The Dojo of Comedy.
Shout out to Sam.
I should have reached out to you. Last night I was in Stamford.
No way.
Yeah, I was at New York Comedy Club one night. Absolutely.
Sunday night.
Yeah, one show only, yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. This weekend, St. Louis. I'm coming to you. Hell yeah. That's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 5 shows, everybody. Come check me out down there. And the weekend after that, I'm going to be in West Palm Beach, Florida at the new Raymond F. Kravitz Center for the Performing Arts. Ooh. Then I got a wild weekend coming up Thursday and Friday, December 26th and 7th. I'm going to be in Providence at the Comedy Connection. Then Saturday, December 28th, I'm going to be in Boston at the Wilbur Theater, everybody. A few tickets left for that, but that is selling good. So come check me out. Then back on Sunday for Comedy Connection again, Cleveland, Ohio in the new year, and a bunch of places. I'm coming all over the place. BigJComedy.com. Of course, listen to Story Wars and listen to the Bonfire Faction Talk with me and the great Robert Kelly 5 days a week. And if I could give a sales pitch here, I told you guys last week, Netflix hard passed my double comedy crowd work album or specials. So I'm going to be releasing those very soon, very quickly, as fast as I can on YouTube for you guys. And I just need the fans to fucking get behind it, man. Show them they made a mistake. Fucking share the shit out of these things, man. Review them, talk about them, send them to people. Whatever it is you got to do for whatever the fucking algorithm is. I put a bunch into these specials, dude, and I really think it's the closest thing you'll get to seeing me live. And I think we did a great job. It was a lot of fun to do, so I hope you guys check them out. And they'll be coming out soon for you guys. Thank you. Big J. Okerson's Them They, a double crowd work special. Them They.
Sick. Colm just leans into me, and he's like, hey, these people over here won't shut the fuck up. And then I looked at them, and all I did was I went, now this guy, this bald guy, is looking like he wants to fucking kill me right now. Sir, I will rape you like you're Kendrick Lamar. You understand, sir? I will take your fucking tie.
Dude, hold on, Lewis.
And I will
just
swallow
love
it whole. Are you out of your mind?
Dude, can I tell you how much I love the energy of how much this is? This guy just has like, he goes, oh, you're going to rape me? I will buy the land on which you rape me and charge you rent.
His son and your family will be picking his fucking vegetables.
He is dressed like my principal for some reason.
Don't fuck with that guy. He's rich. His son is in the Strokes.
You want to be on the wrong side of fucking Sebastian's Kookabakabakabakabas?
Sir, I'm kidding. I'm not going to rape you. Relax. Calm down, sir.
You're That's Octavius Casablancas.
Do you think he looked nervous that you were going to rape me?
He did.
You think this guy's going to rape me?
He goes, is that how the show ends? He looked someone raping
he
me?
He looked defensive. That okay. He looked like he was getting his rape defenses up. Sir, sure, it's a joke. It's a gag, sir.
Did he pull a whistle out? He started pulling out a whistle?
You know what? Here's the thing.
Sir, it's a joke. It's a gag. It's a compliment. It's a date. I don't know. Let's get out of here.
My friend Big J. Okerson just celebrated your what?
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
47th birthday, ladies and gentlemen.
47!
Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jay
Oakerson.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, shit.
Can I say, this was unexpected, this is very sweet, but can I also say, when I feel like I'm in charge of the cake, we get this really awesome, like, it's like a banana
artisan.
Strawberry, it's like
what
a banana strawberry
fucking
shortcake thing. It's unbelievable from this beautiful bakery over in 11th.
Oh.
It's this tiny little place, Vigneros.
Jay, I don't mean to be a dick, it's but you're giving a speech that I feel like a cake should be shoved in your face.
I'm sure.
It's crazy. We got
I'm
you
sure
a cake.
This is delicious, and it's the best thing Key Foods
nobody
has to
else,
offer.
Nobody else on the team is fucking fat.
So wait,
we didn't consider the type of cake. We just got you a cake.
You
got Louis
a cake.
You got Louis a cake and had like fondant on.
He didn't even give me a cake. There was no cake gotten for me last year.
There's definitely been a cake for Louis's birthday.
Yes, there was.
Three fucking, there we did a contest for cakes.
There were three cakes for your birthday.
I said,
shit,
no,
Dave,
I'm
I spilled
right.
everything. It's me.
I said
I did
there
it.
Was
I did
not a
thing.
Cake. I was right. There were three cakes. Stop trying to make me look stupid. Oh, Jay, did you spill a drink? Oh, what a dumbass. Do, 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 do.
Napkins.
All right, we're finally, we're 107-1.
That's actually, you spilled one like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, 107-2.
Also, Jake did bring the cake and he didn't hold it right. Jake held it with his hand in the middle, so the cake split in half.
Which is pretty hilarious. It is split in half.
Jake did this with one hand and it's got a split down the middle.
That
like
is pretty
asshole.
Goddamn hilarious.
That's a cheap cake.
Is that a cheap cake?
Cheap cake.
The cake Jay got gets more than a split like that.
Listen, give me a little knife, dude. I'll take a whack of this cake. I bet it's delicious.
Well, I told him to get a cake large enough to share it with the audience.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Wow. You guys like split cake?
And it was my idea, Jay. Nobody else would have fucking done anything.
I believe that.
Yeah. Not only that, I told the entire team it was your birthday. That's why they started texting you. Fucking scumbags.
First of all, I knew it was Jay's birthday, and we had a meeting coming up, so I told him
wait,
to his
what?
Face happy birthday.
How's there already pieces
Whoa,
of
there's
cake?
Pieces.
What the hell?
It's
tiramisu?
There
was a party. There was a party upstairs.
Who is this chick?
I'm Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky.
I'm Vicky, and this is tiramisu. That's her name. That's tiramisu.
Are you a waitress?
I am a waitress.
Waitress three!
Waitress three!
Waitress three, everyone, look. Yay, new hall waitress.
No, can we just call her tiramisu? Tiramisu to the main stage. Tiramisu to the main stage.
Tear this there cake was. In half, Jake, you fucking dickhead.
Jake, I don't know, karate chop it? Why can't somebody get a knife so I could try some cake?
Yeah, why don't you cut it up into like 100 pieces for the audience?
Well, somebody get Jake cake before he fucking flips.
I'm going to have some of this tiramisu, and I hate coffee. I might spit this right in your ear, Dave.
Pretty
I
good.
Choked it down.
I'm not a big fan of tiramisu either.
I don't like coffee.
They also did only bring three pieces of tiramisu. What is going on with the retarded...
There was a corporate party upstairs.
I'm starting to think no one's going to fucking respect this show until we start raping some of the people here. That's what seems to get shit done.
Yeah.
And we lost Waitress 3.
And then
Waitress 3 quit, and there's a lawsuit.
Quit.
And she's got a pretty strong case against us.
Guys, you do realize that we keep on losing waitresses. All the hot waitresses just leave after a show or two.
Yeah, and I always hear they say things when they leave like, I don't need this shit. Usually about Monday on a midnight. I don't need this fucking shit. Lewis said I was his forever when we went to Jamaica.
Lewis did mosh through the table last time I was on Skanks.
Thank you.
Oh, well, don't worry. That can always happen again.
Which I think you were thrown out of after that, right?
Were we thrown out of it? No, we left. Were we thrown out of the creek, technically, or did we leave?
No, we left.
No, we left.
We left to make it easy on Rebecca.
What way did you spin it?
No, we...
Well, we did sort of leave also because it was like bringing her so much shit that we just existed there that like we were like, well, we can also get out of your fucking
hair. None of this is true, but well... It's all good to say it that way.
What happened actually?
Okay, so
I don't remember. I don't remember what
you did. Mosh. You put on Doomsayer. And you moshed through the table.
It's a great song.
And who was with us? It was Nate Bargatze, I think.
I'm starting to remember what Jamie's talking about.
It wasn't
that all did happen.
No,
it was Harrington who moshed through the table.
Yes.
It was Harrington.
Was it Harrington?
Harrington's definitely the one who went through the
Alex,
table.
So Lewis, just you just did Stolen Valor. Mosh pits.
I don't remember why we left the creek. I don't remember moshing through the table, Jamie. I just was yes ending you.
These are all things. Harrington fell through the table. There was a whole court mystery about whether he was pushed.
He did it on purpose. Yeah, yeah.
But what happened was, and I have listen. We love Rebecca, and she's our chick forever.
Blah, blah, blah.
But we did. It was that she got a lot of shit, and then they were just blast music over while I'm saying that's cool.
Give him, yeah.
Lewis, oh,
they have
Lewis.
The moment.
It's the moment.
Here, go ahead.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah.
Who was the other guest? Was it Nate?
Wow, Jay, you've been losing weight,
Jay,
dude.
Look at you, you little...
Jay, you look like you swallowed Kendrick Lamar.
Well, I didn't want to fuck him.
Started moshing.
Is that the end of the...
We're just assholes. Jay, you jumped in. Look at that.
No, I pushed you away from me. And I moved. Christ. Alex, you let him put a child in you after that.
Oh my God, look at that butt.
How is Harrington fatter now?
That was when you knew, Alex.
That's such an unflattering shot of Mike, dude. I feel it, dude. I get it. God damn it, dude. That's why I wear hoodies all year.
Oh, my God. Never mosh. Look at him. Oh, fatty. Fatty goes down.
Christ.
Look how fatty
dude,
is.
Dude, Bobby's reaction to that is so great.
Who was the other guest? And I want to know.
Yeah, we...
Alex, who was the other guest?
Oh, wait, was that the... It might have
it been. It was Nate. She was right there. Nate's like, what's all this violent music?
Why? No, because we were talking before the show. We were talking, and Nate had a mosh story.
Oh, from Skankfest, where he was in the middle of the...
We had that, but he got in the drunk pit when we went to Family Values.
And he went up to, the biggest dude.
And he just shoved him, and the guy shoved him back. But he walked through the entire pit twice, like Mr. Magoo, with people flying by around. Funniest part of that is Nate went on stage that night at New York Comedy Club, obliterated, and a lady was being shitty in the audience, and he goes, man, you're a cunt. First and only curse on stage, and the girl's boyfriend had to be stopped, but Nate was so out of it. He was just like...
At your bachelor party, I had to stop a dude from beating the shit out of Nate.
Well, Red Rock West.
Yeah,
all of us.
No. You didn't stop a dude from beating the shit out of Nate.
As a group, we were like...
There were just too many of us.
Yeah.
There were so many of us, and it was just...
I would like to think he saw me. And he was like, dude, you know what? I'll take all these other guys, but that Puerto Rican guy is going to be too much of a problem.
It's delicious cake.
Is it delicious cake?
Yes.
Is it really? Little nib. That's a big nib.
Turns out.
Oh.
Oh, good.
It's good cake.
Oh, there you go.
Not bad.
Well, let's get some more cake going then. What do we say? That's great
for the audience, folks. Jake, are they already cutting it up? Okay.
No.
I got mad for a minute. You saw that, Jake? I was like,
So the thing that happened, and you'll remember when I say this, but so the thing that happened was Rebecca was getting a lot of shit over us, and we kind of felt bad for that. And then, but then she put out a statement about it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we left over the statement.
Yeah, we left.
But we left because we were offended by the statement. Then we kind of felt bad, fuck. She was just kind of put in this position where she had to make this statement. And then she immediately after we left, then she put out a follow-up statement that was like, I made the worst decision ever by putting out that statement. Yeah. I should have been with Legion and the Skanks the whole time. And then we were like, no, we're with Rebecca the whole time. You know, and it was fine.
Yeah.
But it was just, the truth is that we were reacting emotionally, but what actually ended up happening was that the creek just wasn't, you know, the rise of fucking wokeism, wherever we are now, people forget how crazy it was for a few years there, and it just, the creek was not the right place for us anymore.
But yeah, people like spray painted swastikas outside of the creek, and you're like, first of all, what is that even doing? Now it just looks like they're pro fucking.
Yeah.
She goes, hey, if we're Nazis, which we're not, wink, wink.
The city wouldn't let me use officially, so I'm just doing it on my own.
We'd kind of love a swastika put on the front of our place.
I'm so oblivious. Also, I'm so like nice. Like I always assume like comics are comics, and I kind of like want to bullshit with everybody. And if you've been doing it for 2 days or...
Zed, what's up, man? How long have you been doing stand-up for?
10 years.
What do you think about the Third Reich?
But I had no idea. Again, I'm oblivious, so I didn't realize... I mean, I started to realize towards the end because there was a couple conflicts, actually. But like, I didn't realize that like while we were doing that show, there was like... 50 like young comedians like pacing outside staring like just fucking furious at us, and I would walk out after the show and be like, hey gang, have a great show. Like I'm so oblivious.
Well, also I think that randoms would stumble into your shows
that had no fucking clue
what was going on. They didn't know any of the jokes or the premise of the show.
That was the famous jerk.
Well, because that night when I got there, Lewis starts to get the crowd to chant white power. And
oh, yeah, that was a big thing.
Ironically.
Yes, it was totally a joke. It was totally a joke because I think it was right after CNN mistakenly included us in as a white power band.
Lewis is also a dark-skinned Puerto Rican.
Which we probably should have sued CNN over, but they retracted it and they apologized and stuff.
Yeah, they didn't say Jew power.
But there was definitely people that night that when you did that, they were like, what the fuck? Like, they thought they had stumbled onto, like, some sort of secret meeting.
Cool. So that was a thing that happened. It was in Long Island City, and sometimes people would just stumble in and not know.
Strokes' dad over here.
Yeah. like this guy. Like...
You like, motherfucker. You know, I was kidding about raping you, but, sir, I'm going to fucking come over there. And I'm going to take your butt right from your body, sir.
No, he's just lit. Right. He is just lit now, up. This,
fucked up, yeah.
Now, this guy who is up. Going to have all of us hit is fucking, he's upset.
But this guy's the new CEO for United Healthcare.
Well, they're down one. They are down one.
That was great. Fucking line. Well, I do, Jay, I don't know how much, see, back in the day, I did a real, like, flip in my life where I went from being the guy who hung the most, like, I literally used to be the guy who, like, would be at the bar till the bar closed, to being the guy who's, like, the first to get out,
yeah.
Like, after the show. Like, I'm, like, it's like, I don't hang at all anymore. But back in the Creek days, I fucking hung. Like, I hung at the Creek all the time. And it was such a weird, like, shift. From, like, whatever the years that we were doing the podcast at the Creek and the Cave were, I want to say, like, maybe, 2014 or something like that was when we started there? Or what was the year? Something. And then it was, like, till, like, 2017, 2018, something. When we started there, and the Creek and the Cave was always the comics. It was open mic or comics who hung out there. That was who was around. And it was, like, when we first started there, it was just a bunch of people like, yo, it's so cool. Legion of Skanks is here, dude. And like, oh, that's awesome. And people who just like were like huge fans of the show were like the open mic or comics. And they were like just so they just really wanted to hang and talk about comedy with you and shit. And then by the time the last year we were there, it was like I would walk to the bar and just be getting like mean mugged by all these fucking open micers who were like, there's the rapist comic over there. That's
it
him.
Was wacky,
like, it was
yeah.
like, what the like, fuck
whoa,
happened?
The rapist comic? We're all rapist
no,
comics.
No, no. David
V. Go, excuse me. What? A rapist.
I've been going to him.
Wait, 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 wait.
It was part
Where
of,
do you think those guys are at?
I definitely been going to him.
Part of my, hurt rage about all that was just like when I'd see like the people, particularly like the five young comics who I just kind of remembered their name from like Roastmasters or something, they were like saying this terrible shit about us. I was like, you fuck face. Like, I literally was like, great job, dude. That was such a good funny joke. You know what I mean? I've just been nice to them and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what a weird thing to turn and just
like
I'm at,
like Hatebreed, you guys, and I've talked to you about this before, but like you guys were, I mean, the name Hatebreed has the word hate in it. The amount of people that have like called you guys Nazis and white supremacists and fuck it. I mean, it's got to be crazy.
Yeah, and didn't I tell you I got dropped from an agency because of the band's name? And then I looked up who their clients were, and they book Lewis.
Wow, an actual rape.
My name isn't rape, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I thought you were going to say it was other bands like Blacks Die, Build the Wall,
Killed You Kill,
Stomp the Jew.
No, but
Mexican Kicker.
Everybody knows the band has a positive message at this point, at least. Or they've seen the logo. Like,
you was go that to, from the get go? Was it like the irony of the name?
Well, no, it's based off a Misfits song called Hate Breeders. We just took off the ERS. And when you're a kid, when you're 13, 14, 15 years old, you want it to just to sound
meaner.
Metal.
Yeah,
you want to sound badass. Yeah, dude.
And you want to have a logo that's going to be recognizable and people are going to want to wear on shirts. But yeah, CNN probably fumbled the bag with that one. Probably should have sued him for that, because I'm sure people will still Google the band's name and that's comes up, but it's retracted.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are so legendary at this point, though, that I think that there's not many. It's only like real stupid people that would be like, "Oh, it has the word hate in it."
We're talking to you, assholes.
But since
you strokes parents, motherfuckers.
I think
strokes parents over here.
I think it would have been way worse had we not done major mainstream tours like with Ozzy and with Slipknot and been on Universal and been in movies and stuff. Because if you were just a band that was starting out, I mean, that would have been a career ender, because they never know the retraction. They only see the headline.
Oh, yeah. Well, the retraction is always like also way smaller, right? It's like nowhere near the size of the story.
Editor's
right.
note, we were wrong.
But we were like, basically...
The earth is round.
We were kind of saying that CNN was fake news before everybody else. I mean, it really was...
Nice, shots fired,
yeah,
Trump.
It predated that.
But trademarked it.
It is true. There's like interns and shit that write articles at a lot of these companies that they do no research and they have to meet a deadline and it's just lazy...
Oh, of course.
And they don't know if they're going to have a job in a few weeks, so they're just like, fuck it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's nothing we can do, but I mean, we've been like called, like, no one's ever said they make racial jokes or anything like that. It's just always like they're racist, Nazi, blah, blah, blah. It's like, is that a
right? Well,
legal
that's
to
why,
do?
That's why that term doesn't really mean anything anymore, because if everybody's a Nazi then.
Hell yeah, perfect society. Great idea, Jamie.
We are going back to Handmaid's Tale.
Everyone's Nazis,
Take my semen, you sluts. Make babies, you baby-making pieces of shit. He didn't get in yet.
No. you're here, obviously, Jamie. Legend in hardcore and metal. We decided that we wanted to talk about some of the more metal moments of comedy for the past year.
Moments in comedy.
The metal moments of comedy.
There you go.
Chris Rock getting slapped.
That was pretty metal.
That was pretty metal.
That wasn't this year, though.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was still, a couple years ago.
But what else?
Yeah, for that year, what do we want to watch? For 2022, that was a good one.
Oh, Chris D'Elia had a little underage pedophile ring. That's pretty cool.
That was pretty metal.
That was pretty metal too.
Does that count? I don't know what you. I really don't know what you mean by metal.
I mean metal. I think. What? How do you define something as being metal?
Not the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nice.
What?
Now, let me ask you a question. Could guys being around a bunch of guys with dicks out be metal in any way? A man's dick is out, can it still be metal?
Yeah, I mean, Judas Priest
pulled his dick out.
I don't know. But
probably,
I assume that's how gay stuff happens.
Gigi Allen used to get naked on stage.
If you went on the Judas Priest bus and you saw that, you're not gonna say you're not metal. I mean, it's Judas Priest; they're metal as fuck.
Yeah, you're gonna suck it. It's the fucking metal god, dude.
Rob Halford's cock.
Rob Halford. I bet he's got a thickie and it's uncircumcised. Yick.
The band Whitesnake named their band after his cock.
The White Snake, dude.
All right. Well, actually, why don't we do that? You're right. I think this is a better thing to start with. Let's just do. These are brutal mosh pit KOs. What's the most fucked up thing you've seen happen in a mosh pit?
I saw a guy dive off the stage, miss the barricade. Well, actually, hit the barricade, but then because it was a really high stage, to stop his fall, he grabbed a guy's ear and ripped it. Like, just kind of tried to rip, you know,
his actual ear.
And ripped his ear.
He wasn't trying. He was just grabbing for something to hold on to.
And the ear came off, like, just down to, like, a little thread of skin.
He's like, oh no, I can't hear Hatebreed. I can't hear Hatebreed.
It's all muted. He's like,
you have to love one another and be good to people.
No, I think
black people first are just fine.
First he was in like shock and I was like, oh my God, get an EMT or get, you know, get somebody over here and we stop the song. And then he was like, yeah. just stoked. Oh,
that's pretty
yeah,
sick.
Yeah.
Like when Trump got shot. You fucking
I think we saw him. We saw him later on down the line and he had it sewed up and it looked legit.
He had a gauge, did he? And they ripped out the gauge. Is that what?
No, the ear. I'm pretty sure the ear.
The full ear?
Yeah, like the top of the ear down.
Nah, dude,
no
I mean,
way.
If someone's falling
like
hard
it looked, no, it, when it, you looked, fall, you... it looked like an upside down ear.
I mean, and he stayed for the rest of the show?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you made another it sound time, like he was like, get off me.
Another time,
yeah, go.
Actually, at this place in someone, I'm sure people remember this, or they have a video of it, a place in Pittston, PA, called The Staircase. A guy was on the balcony, and we were going, no, don't do it, don't do it. And he jumped, and right on the barricade. And I think he died eventually. Yeah.
Oh.
Like later on in the
this
hospital.
Is that your show?
Yeah.
That's, you think you don't know? That's how metal you are?
You started with the guy with the ear?
They told him, don't.
This is pre-Google, pre-YouTube, pre-camera.
This was 1997.
Did you tell him don't in the middle of a song, though? Because that might have been confusing.
I was saying, don't.
Don't fucking do it. Jump. Jump. Not you. Jump. Jump. Circle pit. Not you.
Jump. On your neck.
Jump. Seriously. Back up. Jump.
You've got so much to live for.
Jesus Christ, dude. He died. That's fucking wild.
A lot of compound fractures. Yeah. A lot of knees
That's
bent
cool.
the wrong direction.
Oh, nice. Lordy.
It's what Anthony Cumia did to his girlfriend.
Oh,
compound
oh come
compound
on.
Compound fracture, folks.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun.
You know, someone's
too
died.
Too real.
Someone's died at a lot of Lewis's shows.
Yeah. Ooh, nothing hardcore happens at a comedy show, dude. Like, there's never anything.
No, it's always just, can you please leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black Circuit there was.
Nah, Jay getting pulled off stage by his legs was pretty metal.
Pretty hardcore. But in the Black Circuit, dude, yeah, I've just seen like full like gang fights in the audience. But you have to do your 10 minutes or they won't pay you.
Yeah.
It's Jacksonville. What are you going to do?
Hey.
So let's see. These are brutal mosh pit KOs that they pulled up.
Nice.
Let's see.
Nice. Hope there's a woman getting kicked by a man.
Let's see.
Oh no.
Hey!
Oh, it is a woman. First one.
Christmas came early. Thank you, Santa.
So I mean, funny. If you're going to get KO'd, at least have it be a venue with a carpet.
This lady wasn't prepared for a metal show at all.
Backhand. Back.
Oh, I mean, he immediately
I mean,
it.
He's like, first of all, these aren't mosh pit people. They're Wait, like, I'll play the game.
Did someone.
And then you lay at a lady.
Did someone. Initiate her into the mosh against her.
I think she was drunk.
I think she's drunk and she stumbled in.
She was looking for her shoes.
By the way, this is a brilliant way to accidentally punch your girlfriend in the face. Bring her to a metal show and pretend to mosh and you can fucking whale her a couple times.
Oh, sweetheart, no. Now I guess we can't have your parents over for Thanksgiving.
She pegged her two arms.
Oh my God. I guess we can't go to the botanical garden this weekend because you're home.
Oh, you wanted to see Wicked again tomorrow?
Oh, no. Oh,
that dude wants
to do the dishes.
Oh, I guess you're. Oh, I guess you're gonna have to stay home and clean.
Can I ask like a technical question here? Because you guys know a lot more about this shit than me, and Jamie does, but you two do also. Like I've seen a lot of mosh pits. I feel like what. Ever this like the just throwing fists and kicks?
Yeah, that's like a hardcore style.
That's like that you're gonna find someone's chin. Yeah,
it was pretty hardcore. Yeah, it was pretty hardcore for the venue. It seemed like a fucking.
Like usually,
an average hardcore show you go to in like Jersey or whatever. It's always like 50 kids in a room.
But there's like balloons.
But the carpet really, the carpet helps the fall. I mean, she was definitely concussed, but it could have been worse if it was concrete.
She's
the
out
carpet.
Cold.
The carpet. Oh.
Oh, you think she had pubes?
You can tell Jamie's been emailed a lot about liability for mosh pit damage. He's like, no, you have to understand. She's fine. It was a flash knockout. She'll be back at work tomorrow.
She signed a waver going in.
Is the band ever held liable? If somebody gets hurt in a mosh pit, how often do they try to actually go after the band?
They luckily know there hasn't been a precedent set by some judge yet, so let's not go there, Lewis.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to bring
it up.
Well, the fucking the Randy.
Well, that was in the Czech Republic.
Of course, no mistake, but that was like, and it turns out like the guy who jumped off stage wasn't the one who died. You know what I mean? It wasn't even part of that. That's why he was like completely let go of that.
Well, a lot of times when people rush the stage, they don't know that maybe, if, especially if it's like four or five bands, they don't know that there's crazy people messaging a lot of the bands throughout the day or weeks leading up to a show. Like, they'll be emailing a band a threat and maybe the band has to take that threat seriously. Sure. And they're just the wrong drunk person rushing the stage that night.
In that moment.
And so if you ever see like security really going hard on someone, you don't know. They might have had some briefing before doors opened, like, hey, this singer of this band has like 15 stalkers and they're here. Yeah. And
15 Stalkers is a great band name.
It is.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
15 Stalkers.
Dude, fucking unrelated question. Do you think Tim Lambesis, the lead singer of As I Lay Dying, would have been more metal if he tried to kill his wife himself and didn't try to farm it out?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
His whole band just left him again.
Yeah, yeah. And
he came out, they were all like, all right.
Well, okay, so we did the podcast, and everybody said I was too hard on him and that the questions were rude and all that stuff.
Jamie ripped him.
And I was like, the dude survived prison. Like, what's a couple questions over Zoom? Like that. But the fans get very attached to certain people in certain bands, and they want to see them no matter what they've done. It doesn't matter. Like, if they're your favorite band, they're like, oh, separate the, you know, the art
from the artist,
the artist or whatever. But I was saying, you know, I was asking questions like, do you still have a restraining order with your kids and your wife? And there was things that he couldn't answer, because that's what I would want to know, if, especially if we're going to tour together or be on the same stage together.
You're like,
I don't
wish it was a real hitman and just this whole
thing
was over?
If it wasn't a cop, she would be dead.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know how you can like just go like, oh, he's fine now.
Right.
Like, he did and he try.
And he had dudes vouching for him. So now those dudes want to come on the show. Or one of the dudes I think I'll have on the show again, Ken, who's a great guy, who's like, I want to take back what I said, you know, vouching for him.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a shitty situation if you're a diehard fan of that dude. Because,
or his wife.
You're right. Who I asked. I said, is your ex-wife still in witness protection? And he couldn't answer.
Is your ex-wife still a bitch?
Yeah, dude, that's pretty funny. You have to show up to your kid's wedding together. Yeah. Like, okay, that babe, it was like 20 years.
But maybe it's just me being a guy, but is it kind of like funny? Like, I really do think it's like, how bad was she?
He cried on the show and stuff and really sold it. So people were like, fuck, Josta, he's so insensitive. I can't believe this.
A woman would be dead if it wasn't a cop.
Yeah.
Some people deserve to die, Jay.
That's fair. What did she do?
No,
was dinner always cold?
I was one of the only people that publicly went against him and you know, said it on multiple shows and on
when it happened.
Yes. No, not a lot of people. I think I'm still, you could probably Google this, I'm still one of the only people that said, no, fuck this dude, it's whack, he's done. Like, this is someone that really should be canceled. And I swear, in one day I had maybe 400 tweets where I was like, fuck you, Josta, you never wanted to kill your wife? Yeah. And I was like, no, I mean, but yeah.
I always say, dude.
I just realized hate breed is such like a fucking rapey name as well. You're hate breeding.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever told you the thing. Well, they were on tour when I did Mayhem Fest the one year. And I was just trying to make friends on my first day. And I saw them. They had a bunch of weights and stuff with them. And I went over to them. And they were doing like CrossFit stuff. And I had done CrossFit for a little bit at that point. So I was like, oh, maybe that'll be. And I walked over. I go, CrossFit, huh, dude? It's a fucking tough workout. And he goes, we're just working out, man. CrossFit's to lose weight. And I went, yeah. And I walked away. And I never talked to any of them ever again.
And I was like, that was very
mean. They just were mean to me right away. So when that happened, I was like, nice.
Pull up this next brutal mosh pit KO.
Wait, is this a dubstep mosh pit?
Seems like it.
Look, that cultural appropriation. I think this guy in the white belt's about to get knocked out, yeah? He's asking for it.
Oh, he just got punched. Wait, Jesus.
That doesn't count.
That girl's face was great.
He just looked at him, look.
This guy.
Oh,
whoa!
Oh.
I didn't like his backpack.
Good work, though.
It's kind of crazy that a little guy like that could even knock somebody out.
Yeah.
Dude, the chick's reaction at the end was great.
His, oh, my God, that was a lot.
His dude, stupid I mean, sunglasses that was, have been flying.
She had the same reaction we had watching
Where's
it.
Where's the anger? I mean, I wonder where this comes from.
Boom. He knew him, or like
that was
something
about
happened.
Yeah, that was from some another thing.
That girl wants to suck his dick. Look at
her. Oh my God. Oh my God!
She is soaking wet right
She's
now.
Like, you are fucking hot, sir.
Yeah.
She goes, oh,
hit
listen.
Him again.
Verbally, she doesn't even know. That's the fucked up thing about how our brains work. Outwardly, she's gonna go, that piece of shit just fucking thing, but she. Wants to fucking rip his cock out of his pants right now so bad. It's such a weird...
Like, you are all man, sir.
I know. She was, I can't believe he did that, you piece of shit. Finish in me. There should be more of you.
I don't know. It was a sucker punch. The guy wasn't even...
Sucker punch him again. I don't care.
I know, but look at this Jew broad. She don't know no better.
Yeah,
there must have been something,
it's
some
impressive.
Beef with these two.
Let's see. This guy is... I mean, he's so targeted. Look. Maybe he just hates his glasses, because I kind of hated his glasses, but, too.
Yeah, it was...
She goes, who moshes with a backpack?
Yeah, over one shoulder. He looks like
dude, there's
kid.
Something about also when you throw a sucker punch, just winding up with everything you
and
have.
And this guy's running towards you, like his momentum momentum.
It was, he's like, hey, Steve, what's up, my man? Ooh!
Dude, those glasses went flying.
The glasses.
Oh, hey!
There must
have Steve,
been.
Sorry I made out with your chick, man. I didn't realize. Ooh! Oh, I'm glad I ran into you, man. I didn't know that was your girlfriend. Ooh!
There must have been something that happened earlier at the show.
Absolutely.
What thing?
He bought, bag goes flying. What's in that bag?
How about this? Do it again. Give me it again.
Not boxing gloves. How about
this? My change of clothes.
Take your goddamn shirt off!
You bought the last Skrillex shirt.
Nobody can tell we're together until you take your fucking shirt off.
All right, go to the last one. Oh, just gave my mic.
And complete miss.
Oh, did he miss?
Oh, he missed everything.
Oh no!
That was a jump fest.
Wait, there's multiple angles.
Oh, this is our. This is a producer here.
Well, here's what happened. That angle's the best one because it shows you what happened was Gay Blind Mike's too gay and blind to realize that a wall of death was happening. And at the moment the wall of death started and everyone ran forward, he jumped at the back of the wall of death. Where nobody was.
And then they back up onto him.
Yeah.
Like if you keep
and then also,
him,
yes, they smash in the middle and a bunch of people trample Gay Blind Mike.
Yeah.
And he
has no idea what's going on.
He caught two high heels
to
the eyes. Thank God he was already blind.
He's just
if you're blind and you're listening to music and then all of a sudden there's feet stomping on you, it's got to be the craziest feeling.
Yeah, I can feel the music.
Paradiddle.
Sometimes standing on him.
Why was he doing the side shuffle?
He doesn't know what's happening.
He just crabbed his way.
He played by sense of smell, dude. He's like Tommy.
He wanted to crowd surf, and all of his gay blind instincts told him to leap over three steps to the right.
Christ will guide me. Lord, take the wheel.
It's like the Matrix. He's got to jump. Look.
Is he wearing K-Swiss? What is this?
He has no idea what he's wearing.
He doesn't know. Yeah.
His chair dresses him in the morning.
He's actually blind,
Jamie. One's a Nike, one's a slipper.
What band is... No, this kid is blind?
This is at Skankfest. This is Big J singing Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
Jay's giving them a little...
So we let one body hit the floor.
Let the body hit the floor. Let the body hit the gay blind floor.
One, I can't see anything. Two,
three,
someone please catch me. Four,
I am hitting the floor.
Five, I am still pretty blind.
Here it goes.
Gay Blind Mike. Rest in peace, everybody.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you so much to our amazing guests, everybody. Colin Terrell, Jamie Jasta.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for my cake, Lewis.
And I hope the stand, you know, doesn't throw you out after this.
Hell yeah. We all hope that. We all hope that. We'll catch you guys later this week on the Friday Night Hang, exclusively on GasDigital.com, everybody. Until then, peace.
You've been listening. listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Oakerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.